All right. Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of Ask the Pastor. We've got two questions for today, and so let's jump right in. The first question says this: why were goats used on the Day of Atonement? Why not lambs? Well, that's a great question. We do know that according to the scripture, God commanded that goats were to be sacrificed on behalf of the nation. One goat was to be sacrificed and the blood sprinkled upon the mercy seat there in the most holy place. And then the second goat was the scapegoat, which was let loose into the wilderness. So the goat that was sacrificed represents the shedding of blood for the forgiveness of sin, and the goat letting loose in the wilderness represented our sins being separated from us as far as the east is from the west. But the question is not what the goat symbolized, but why goats and not lambs? Well, we know that goats were used as a substitution on behalf of the nation. I don't think that excludes lambs from also being sacrificed on that day. I think on a personal note, that people were, on behalf of their personal sins, sacrificing lambs as well. So I think you probably had goats and lambs, goats being used on behalf of the nation and lambs for personal sacrifice. We do know that according to the New Testament, Jesus says one day he's going to separate the sheep and the goats. Okay, and so the goats representing, you know, that of a sinful nation. And so because the nation of Israel was sinful, perhaps God used goats metaphorically representing that. But we also know that Jesus is referred to the Passover lamb. And that comes from the book of Exodus when God brought the nation of Israel out of Egypt and they were to offer up a lamb without blemish, put it on the doorpost of their house. And that is where that comes from. Jesus is our Passover lamb. And a lamb was sacrificed on that day. But on the Day of Atonement, it was the goat. And so simply God commanded it that way. I don't know that I have a real good answer for you, but I don't think that we should exclude lambs from being sacrificed on that day as a result for personal sin, and goats for the sins of the nation. The second question I have for today is, why is information on Neanderthals and dinosaurs not included in the Bible? We have physical evidence of both, but no mention in the Bible. Well, that's an interesting question. First of all, because there is a... I'm going to pull up something here on my laptop right quick, some notes I've taken. The reason I say that's an interesting question, because the person is making a, for some reason my code is not going in on my computer. Let me try it one more time. No, I have no idea why it's not. But anyway, let's talk about the first one. This person says that there is scientific evidence of Neanderthals. Well, let me just say that that is a common misconception based upon Darwin, paleo, you know, anthropology, okay? First of all, the Bible does not use the term cavemen or Neanderthals. Why? Because the Bible doesn't teach that cavemen or Neanderthals ever existed, this idea of an ape-like prehistoric man from which we came from. Think about that. That is a Darwin idea. It's based upon evolution, that man was a Neanderthal. He was an ape-like creature, and from that, we have derived into the human beings that we are today. Now, the Bible does not give any indication that a Neanderthal or a caveman, this ape-like creature, ever existed, because we know that he never did exist. As a matter of fact, the Bible describes mankind in the book of Genesis, and it describes mankind not as a Neanderthal, but an intelligent person, Adam and Eve, they were intelligent. They were human beings just like we are. And again, the idea of a Neanderthal or a caveman is a common misconception that is based upon Darwin paleoanthropology. And you should keep that in mind. Anybody that promotes a Neanderthal or a caveman is promoting a worldview. They're promoting Darwinism. It's a worldview. And so, again, you may believe this because that's what you were indoctrinated to believe. I think another misconception in that question is that there's scientific evidence that proves that cavemen and Neanderthals actually existed. Well, that's simply not true. What science will do is they'll find an ape-like skull or a tooth in a cave, and then they'll build a whole scientific structure, if you will, or they will create, if you will, this idea of a Neanderthal based upon an ape-like skull or some type of tooth that they found in a cave. And really what they're doing is they are bringing their preconceived ideas into what they have found. Really what they found was an ape skull, not a missing link, not a caveman, not a Neanderthal. So many ape skulls have been misinterpreted to be Neanderthal skulls or caveman skulls or whatever it may be. But the reality is that it's a misconception. It's based upon evolutionary scientists who simply have a theory. It's a theory. It's nothing more than a theory. The Bible clearly teaches that Adam and Eve were the first human beings ever created and were fully formed, intelligent, upright beings. A Neanderthal never existed. A caveman never existed. And the idea that science proves that they did is to buy into a fallacy. It's to buy into Darwin evolutionism or the evolutionary theory or the Darwin paleoanthropology that is being promoted by evolutionary scientists. And it's simply a theory. Okay? No one has ever found a Neanderthal or a caveman. If they find an ape-like skull, then guess what they found? An ape. All right? And so you say, well, what about dinosaurs? Well, we can deal with dinosaurs. I actually had notes here on my laptop. I'm going to try one more time to see if I can pull them up. Give me just a minute here. And for some reason, I am not having any luck using my passcode. Let me try it again. There we go. All right, so here are my notes on this. So let's talk about what really happened to dinosaurs. Now, listen, you might be surprised by my answer, but I will tell you that dinosaurs did exist, okay? Neanderthals, no. Dinosaurs, yes. And the Bible gives us a framework for when, you know, dinosaurs were created. I believe the Bible teaches that dinosaurs were created, you know, not 235 million years ago or however many millions of years ago. I believe that dinosaurs were created 6,000 years ago. I believe that when you look at the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, you're going to see that God created dinosaurs on the sixth day, and that dinosaurs lived on the earth at the same time as man. They were not separated by eons of time. They lived together as one. Now, so you may be thinking, well, what happened? The question is what happened to the dinosaurs then? Well, I believe that according to Scripture, representatives of all kinds of air-breathing animals, including dinosaurs, were brought aboard on Noah's Ark, and which means that thousands of others were left outside to die as a result of the cataclysmic circumstances of the flood. And therefore, many fossils remain. They remain because many dinosaurs were left outside of the ark. Okay? And I believe that the dinosaurs that were brought into the ark were smaller. You know, of course, Noah would have picked a male and female species that was small rather than a full grown, because they wouldn't have fit on the ark. And so, of course, scientists are going to find fossils. Why? Because many dinosaurs were left outside and they were succumbed by the flood. So after the flood, which is around 4,300 years ago, the remnant of land animals, including dinosaurs, they came off the ark and lived in the present world along with people. But you got to remember, when the current dinosaurs who went on the ark came off, the world was different. Okay? We have a world that's contaminated by sin, a world where there's a food shortage. And I believe that as a result of the climate change, as a result of the flood, because of the lack of food, because of disease, and because of man's own activity, probably in seeking to kill the dinosaur, I believe that the dinosaurs became extinct. So let me say that again. I believe that male and female dinosaurs were brought into the ark. They were smaller, of course, so they would fit and be easy to take care of. And after the flood, rescinded, of course, there would have been a different climate after that, and a food shortage. And not only that, man would have been seeking to kill dinosaur, because it's better to be the prey than be the food. All right. And I believe that over time that dinosaurs simply became extinct. We see that nowadays with animals. There's animals that over time have become extinct due to disease or food shortage or the fact that they were hunted and killed. And I believe the same is true for dinosaurs. Now, what about the large dinosaur bones that people find then? What about those large dinosaurs? Well, those are the ones that didn't go on the ark. And they died as a result of the flood. And someone would say, well, then obviously the world is billions of years old then if they fossilized. Listen. Environment determines fossilization. I'm going to give you an example. I have a cousin who used to work on a ranch. And he was riding a creek bed one time looking for some cattle. And as he was riding along this creek bed, he saw a horn sticking up out of the bottom of the creek. So he got off his horse and he started digging. It was a shallow creek, and he started digging. And you know what he found? He found a fossilized buffalo skull, the full skull. He has it at his house, a fossilized buffalo skull. Now, buffalo roamed in that area about 150 years ago. So the skull fossilized in a 100 or 100 year plus period, not billions of years, not even millions of years, not even thousands of years, but a little over 100 years. There's also been evidence of a leather boot being found in a creek with a fossilized foot inside. Now, obviously, that boot was not billions of years old or millions of years old or even thousands of years old. But why? Because leather would not have lasted that long. It would have deteriorated. It would have decayed. But yet there's the boot with a fossilized foot. Now, what do both of those things have in common? They were both found in water. So it wasn't the years, billions of years, that produced fossilization. It was the environment that they were in that produced fossilization. And this is the problem that evolutionary scientists have, is because they don't factor in a catastrophic event like a flood. So they see fossilization and they just assume that it's billions of years old, instead of realizing, no, there was a worldwide flood. And these dinosaurs were swept away in the flood, and their bodies were buried underneath sand and mud. And this determined the catastrophic event, the environment that they were in. The flood is what caused them to fossilize so rapidly. So therefore, the fossils that are found today aren't billions of years old or millions of years old. They're thousands of years old. Okay? Because it's not necessarily time that determines fossilization. It's time and the environment with which, the circumstances with which that fossil was found. All right? So thank you for your questions today. Neanderthals never existed. We did not evolve from an ape. God did not create Neanderthals. He created Adam and Eve, intelligent, upright beings. And the skulls that are being found today are just that. They're ape skulls. And as far as the dinosaurs, well, I've given you my answer on that. And as far as the goats, God determined by his law that they would sacrifice goats. I gave you my theory upon why that may be. But Jesus is not the sacrificial goat. He's the sacrificial lamb. Until we meet again, serve the King.